listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. And this is I Come From the Mountain, the show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. And today's episode is brought to you by a pair of exploding pens. You know the type of pen that I am talking about, the one that blows up in your backpack or on your in your pocket, for those of you that keep pens in their pockets, like it's the 1980s, maybe. Is that when people kept pens in their pockets?
Yeah, I think they are more prepared than they are today.
Oh. Well, so the mess that that might make in order to provide you with some officiousness, some semblance of bureaucratic energy. I don't know. Like, what does a pen in a pocket even really mean?
I think an exploding pen is instead the symbol of embarrassment. I think it's like iconically embarrassing. An exploding pen gets on your hands and you track it everywhere.
And sometimes you do your AMS presentation and your face is covered in ink because your pen exploded in your pocket and you didn't know.
Yeah, you wiped your mouth, which you always do, and you go up and you don't know that it's there. It's on your hands, but you can't see something that's on your face.
And speaking of things in your face, this song is a song by the ever wonderful Destroyer. A song called Cataract Time off of his upcoming album, Dance Boogie.
You're tired of pretending, you're tired of playing pretend. This time it's real. It's real, you're on cataract time. Every day we give up time. We pour the drink into a vast glass. We act fast. We think we know enough to go on cataract time. I wear see-through too much and take strolls downtown. Thinking it's a garden of shame. You take the night train and live to see another day. Another day. Another day. Day.
Where would I be without you, mama? You have blessed me time and again. When I thought I had no friend, didn't leave. Now I believe I can be better than I've been, and I'm proof. Now you don't seem to care as much, and I don't know what that could be. Oh, I kept these hands working. That must be good for something. On my feet, all day calling out.
I'm your boy.
You can welcome me back, welcome me back. You can talk to me, I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome back to the speaking portion of this show, I Come From the Mountain. Thank you so much for listening. Hello, it's nice to be here yet again. I had things that I wanted to talk about today and they've just like left my body, like the ink from an exploded pen as it drips down my hand as it the thoughts also run down and escape me. So let me just like scratch my brain a little bit here. Right. We had the CITR and Discorder AGM yesterday, and I think that it went well for what is arguably the most boring thing that we do as an organization.
Speak for yourself.
Did it not go well for you?
No, a pen exploded on my hand. This is where we got the idea from.
That's true. That's true. And then you did stand in front of a room full of like 40 people at least with pen on your face.
I'm not, this is not a surprise given what I do for a living, but I'm not an exhibitionist. I don't like talking in front of people. I don't like attention being on me in mass quantities. I'm okay with a small group, but anything over like 4 or 5 people, I start to get really mealy-mouthed and like uncomfortable, and it becomes more about the moment than what I'm trying to say. So yeah, having pen exploded all over my hands and possibly my face was not a good moment for me. I wish not to remember it.
But we're going to make you, we're actually now, at this moment, we're actually engraving that moment into CITR history because this is being recorded.
Oh, but radio's temporal.
Yeah, but the archive's still the archive. Yeah, and true. Somewhere in the archive now, there is this memory that we have shared with the listeners, but also with future listeners, or you know, the aliens that will excavate our servers when we are no longer here on this earth.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they find something interesting in today's shows, because in today's show singular, because I think we have a lot of good music lined up.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I also want to like just rewind a little bit. I'm like, I'm not sure that you not liking to speak in public makes you not an exhibitionist.
Because okay, that's fair.
Because I think exhibitionism just like kind of means if you like to get naked in front of people.
I didn't mean it like in a sexy way. I just don't like being in public.
That's that. Yeah, I just wanted that clarity.
Because, okay, yeah, that's very fair.
Yeah. Great. You just heard a bunch of...
It's great.
You just heard a bunch of songs. Let's talk about the songs you just heard here on I Come From The Mountain. Last song that you just played, much to Tasha's chagrin, is that was Cloakroom's Turbine song.
Whoa, hold back. I like Cloakroom.
Yeah, but you're like coming down on me for playing them.
This is primarily your show. I'm your perpetual co-host, but we do like set the record straight. You've played it like three shows in a row.
Yeah, but it's a new album.
You love this record.
It's a good record.
Why don't you marry it then?
Because I'm not an exhibitionist.
Okay. Good, we solved it.
Yeah, you heard a song by Cloakroom called Turbine Song, which closes their new album on Closed Casket Activities, Last Leg of the Human Table. Before that, you heard from probably an artist who I think is a little bit more confused than even I am, but I think it works to his favor. That's Eves Jarvis, a song called I'm Your Boy off of his new album, All Cylinders. Before that, you heard from one of Tasha's recent finds, Old Star, a song called California. But it's just pronounced California. Just
California. It's kind of pronounced that way.
California. Off of an album called Off the Highway, which makes you wonder, like, it's off, like, to be off the highway, not like off the highway, like a beaten path off the highway.
More so, like of the highway.
Of the highway, which is like Old Star of the Highway. Is that the vibe?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I just, you know, like...
Oh, you're saying it's a sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
Old Star of the Highway. Yeah. Yeah, that's clever.
Right?
Yeah.
It's probably that.
Yeah, it's probably that. That's exactly what they meant. It's a really good album, by the way, if anyone's into that kind of boot gaze stuff, put it in your rotation. It's amazing.
Boot gaze.
Yeah. I have a really good and thorough boot gaze playlist.
Did you coin that term?
No, I copied it from someone, but I have a playlist called Big Emotions Boot Gaze. And that record is going straight on it because it is perfect.
It is quite good, I think. I also have liked it. And then before that, you heard from another one of Tasha's favorites. I would argue this is like one of Tasha's like creative crushes. Destroyer, a song called Cataract Time, which is off of this beautiful man's upcoming album.
Yeah, we love you, Guy from Destroyer.
We love you, Guy from Destroyer. Dan's Boogie. okay, so let's get on to some exploding things. This next let's crank the volume here. Let's, you know, we've been real sleepy. Turbine Song kind of like, you know, had me kind of in a bit of like kind of a sleepy drawl, you know. I imagined myself on the bus in a couple hours just passing out to that song in a good way. Like it's not boring. It's the sentiment of the song, the feeling, the emotion of the song is just like, you know, like when you're sitting on the airplane, like in an airplane on like the wing side, and unless you're very anxious about flying, how you just like fall asleep to the rumble of the plane. That's what Turbine Song is to me.
It's what good shoegaze does.
Yeah. Is it bootgaze?
No, Cloakroom is not really bootgaze.
Okay. But there is like some country elements to what they do.
Yeah, they do. Like, especially because the vocalist has become a little bit more pronounced and sharp. And I would argue probably a little more country.
Yeah. So. I mean, I don't think they got spurs on, you know, but I think that the boots are pointy now.
They're wearing boots, but they're not cowboy boots. Exactly. Let's say that.
Yeah. Okay. It's like casual boot gaze.
Now we're going to do combat boot gaze.
Oh, right? Yeah. This is.
I think I know where you're going with the next song.
I think so, too. I think I know where I'm going with the next song. This song is also a item of clothing, so that's fun. This song is called Fur Coat by the band End Love. You're listening to I Come From The Mountain Forever.
We'll be right back. No love, no dignity. Scratch every bear, lick every boot, make every appeal. Prostrate yourself to the killing machine, spare yourself from its wheels. Better than that mural, so seductively off your tongue. Your reckoning has begun.
Thank you. teeth pierce my cheek. The pounding drum of my heart in my ears marks the seconds as I fall to my knees. The lights span and I see you laughing. It's a quieter death than the one you promised me. No crashing waves, no grass for breath. Just one thing.
Yeah!
Hi, welcome back. You just heard a whole bunch of songs. So as time is of the essence here, we're going to blitz through it like an exploding pen. You like that?
Yeah, that was good.
I know. You just heard a really great track. Thank you, Tash, for this introduction. By a band called Sour Widows, not Sour Windows, called Big Dogs, off of their album Revival of a Friend. Before that, you heard from Drive Your Plow, Over the Bones of the Dead, local screamo band, opening track of their album, Tragedy as Catharsis, Spirit Incantation. Before that, you heard from the Victoria, Alexis on Fire worship band, I think, Coup d'Etat, a song called A Promise from the Barrel of a .357, which is a single off of an upcoming tape they're going to release on Tomb Tape Records. Before that, you heard from Los Angeles black metal act Deaf Heaven, a song called Heathen, off of their new album Lonely People with Power. Before that, you heard from Canadian anti-heroes Propagandi, a song called At Peace from their upcoming album At Peace. Then before that, you heard from Emma Goldman, local punk band, a song called This Is Your Brain on Minimum Wage off of their upcoming album All You Are Is We. I just had the pleasure of interviewing them for Discorder magazine, so you will hear all about that album and what they think about everything, really, in the upcoming edition of Disco. And before that, you heard from one of my favorite bands, Spy, a song called Stay in Your Lane from their new EP Seen Enough. And we started that rambunctious set of songs with End Love, a song called Fur Coat off of their split with Rabbit. And that's it. And that's it. And I got to hurry because if not, then you don't get one more song. And we all want one more song, don't we? Yeah, we do. Okay. Yeah, great. Everyone wants one more song. So thank you. Thank you for listening to me today. Thank you for listening to Tasha today. Thank you for always paying a little bit of attention. And and yeah, thanks. I hope you enjoy what we do. I hope you like songs, and I hope that you will be here next week. And if not, I hope that you find freedom from media, from me, from your phone, from all things. Be safe in your travels. This song is called The Last Season, and it's by an artist of Vancouver, sound artist named Eli Muro, and it is a part of a compilation put together by Wuji called Earth Amulets, which is a compilation of sound and sound art and ambient music in relation to the Israeli occupation of Gaza. Heavy stuff. This has been I Come From the Mountain from CITR 101.9 FM always, and as always, goodbye for now, Radio World.
one of our ice guys, no. The sounds you are currently hearing might be the result of the Audio Phenomenon Project. This is Purple Crow on CITR 101.9 FM.